Lunch News now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
2:51. Today is the day we hear from Ravens players at their weekly news conference at the Under Armour Performance Center. But earlier, WBAL's Keith Mills and Brett Hollander had a lengthy conversation with the coach, John Harbaugh, on the big game.
And that's the best place to be. You know, that the football part of it's where we as coaches and players like to be. But, you know, we've talked to our guys about enjoying this whole thing, too. And it's such a wonderful ride. It's such a great process. And, you know, the media stuff and all this stuff, the pomp and pageantry that goes with it. You know, you don't come down these paths too often in life, so let's enjoy it, too.
How satisfying is it knowing that when you do practice and when you are in meetings, that the leadership of this team is so strong that you have their attention and they're going to take care of the attention to detail that you want?
You're exactly right. I mean, our team is fully focused. We had a great walkthrough here earlier, and they're excited. They're happy. We had our team meeting. Guys are laughing and everything, but we've got leaders. And, guys, we've had four guys. Anquan Bolden's a good example of a guy who's been down this road before and has some things to say to our guys. But I think we got very mature young guys as well. So, hey, man, it's a business trip first. You know, it's something we've got to take care of business, and that's the number one priority. With our destination in New Orleans is where we're playing our next game. Next game happens to be the Super Bowl, but it's still our next game.
I have to ask, John, and this is just the nature of this league, but how long after you win the AFC Championship do the wheels start turning to the next game and San Francisco and all the challenges that game brings? Is there any moment of, obviously in the hours after the AFC title game, there was some feeling of, yes, we did it, but how quickly did it turn to San Francisco?
Tell you what, it turned to San Francisco on the bus ride to the airport. Now, it's a long bus ride, so you got a lot of time to think.
Right?
Exactly. So you have plenty of time to think about things. But my little girl, Allison, had her head on my shoulder, and she had fallen asleep. And, you know, I started thinking about Jim's team, and that, you know, that's just the way it works.
Every coach preaches got to overcome adversity at this level at some point, quite often. When you guys went through that skit, looking back on it now, how satisfying that you guys had the leadership, starting from your staff on down, to get through that and not blink, John, and no backstabbing, no throwing anybody under the bus, just constant, consummate professionalism.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, even beyond that overcoming idea is embracing adversity. You know, adversity is an inevitable part of life. And if you can embrace it and take the opportunity that lies within adversity and make the most of it, you really get people's attention that way. And you come out the other side way stronger than you were before, and you can forge yourself into something that you weren't before. And really, I think our guys have just done a fantastic job of that.
I have to say, your parents and your sister did a great job on that teleconference. I mean, people were calling in, reporters coast to coast. And then there was an odd call from a John in Baltimore. A very odd call from this John in Baltimore. And I think the question was, is it true you love Jim more than John?
Yeah, you know, he's got, I think that guy might have his pulse on something there. You know, I talk to that guy, see what he knows.
But John is the one that picked it up, right?
Yeah, Joey.
Your dad didn't know it was you, right?
I heard my mom was grabbing for the microphone there, but I'm going to tell you, my mom is a fighter in the family. You know, she's got that Sicilian. She's Sicilian and Polish, you know, so that's a volatile combination. But Joni right away kind of recognized the voice.
Last thing for me, Coach. You touched on it briefly here. A couple of years ago, when you made the tough decision on Derek and Todd Heap and Kelly, and you know, you brought some young guys in, you developed them, almost reloaded on the fly, so to speak, which I took a step back the other day, thinking that's what you have to do to be successful in this league, don't you? Make some tough calls. But how satisfying is it for Ozzie and Eric and the staff that this has panned out the way it is with so many of the young guys that you guys have faith in?
You know, you're right. I mean, a credit to our scouting department, starting with Ozzie and Eric and George, and Vince Newsom does a great job. You know, I neglected to mention Vince in the press conference there, and that's not good because he's so big a part of that. But for those guys to come through and play well, it's so encouraging for those guys. And I think we do a great job of mixing tremendous scouting with a great job of our coaches developing the young players. And we get a lot of reps in training camp. I think that goes a long way in those guys being ready to play.
That was Coach John Harbaugh, of course, talking to Brett and Keith. And you can hear more of that conversation tonight on Sportsline right after the news at 6.